We have woken up to the new service day. We'll quiet in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the gifts that you have given to our lives. Before all, we thank you for that we have been able to remain in faith until this day. We ask you that you would give us your grace and blessing so that we would remain believing. The greatest thanks we bring you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who you gave to the death on the cross. And he rose from death. And gave us the living hope so that we may one day enter our heavenly home. We thank you for God's kingdom, our brothers and sisters who are supporting us on this journey of faith. We couldn't endure by ourselves. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This morning, I thought that we would go to the tomb of Jesus. I will read from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8, in Jesus' name. Now when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices, that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen, and they said among themselves, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But they said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, and he said to you, as he said to you." So they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Amen. Has some of you, dear listeners, recently visited someone's tomb? Maybe put some flowers there this summer. When I was on a biking trip, and the in the graveyard of Nurmo, went to see the graves of two believers. There's one father of a family who died, so as brought men were singing, also there's one believing mother of a family unexpectedly passed away, and we went to see her grave. When we need to leave this time, sometimes the situation can be that it is someone has been ill for a long time and they can rest. Sometimes the departure from this time happens unexpectedly, and one is not prepared for it. I have met these people this summer who experience great sorrow, and the sorrow and longing is great. May God give strength and power for these situations, and before all, the strength of faith for that painful loneliness and pain of separation. In the Church of Nurmo, when the deceased is brought for funeral, the cantor will sing Jesus stay close to us through every stage of life, including departures and the deepest sorrows. For sure, this woman on the text that we read had a great sorrow. Their dear Lord had just died. For sure, they had doubt and anxiety, which the Bible describes. Also, on this text, we can see that the big plans of God come true, are fulfilled. When he gave this promise of Jesus Christ, when the first people fell into sin, and the relationship between the people and God was broken, when two people loved more the preach of the enemy of souls than God, so God prepared his righteousness, salvation in his own Son, Jesus Christ. From the seed of the woman will born the one who will crush the serpent's head. On the cross in Golgotha, he won. All these plans will fulfill one day. So this woman woke up to a wonderful morning, just like us today. So they went to buy spices. They went to buy some fragrant oil. So that they would anoint Jesus. So now it was this miraculous day that God's plans were fulfilled, that Jesus had risen from the tomb. We as human beings, we might think that we have no distress, just live. Me as physician also think that the sun still has enough fuel for a long time. But God's plans always come true. It is good for us to seed, but so if we think that we could save this world by our own deeds, it is not a good thought. But it is in God's timeline. We as believers can now watch. We're living the last times, as the Bible says. But we don't know when God's plan will be fulfilled, that us all are taken. But we always need to watch in faith, so that we could receive the price of victory in heaven. This kind of charity these three women went to do for Jesus. And I think Jesus was especially loved by this woman. This Mary Magdalene, Jesus had taken seven evil spirits from her. And when you can have your big sins forgiven, you love much. Many of us have been able to experience that when the grace of God takes care of us, we might have been able to believe those difficult things forgiven. We're thankful. The life of a believer is peace, righteousness, and joy. in Holy Spirit. So this Mary Magdalene surely was thankful, but now she had a great sorrow when Jesus was in tomb, or that was what she thought. These three women went to the tomb of Jesus. It is said that this tomb is in the garden of Gordon, but the location exactly is not known. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen, and they said among themselves, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" They have a very practical sorrow. It was a rock, the stone that weighed about 2,000 kilograms. No one of us could roll this kind of heavy stone away from the tomb. This woman knew where the tomb was, so they didn't need to seek for it. Have you, dear brother and sister, did you wake up for this morning? Burdened by some worry. This kind of burdens, they can be related, for example, to the start of school in the fall, the future of children. You may have many kinds of concerns, different trials. In this, God has promised to help us. We can trust in God's good guidance. One can think that one has believed their sins forgiven from the preach, but they may have some sin on their heart, which makes the journey heavy. But we have this grace that we can believe when another believer preaches us this certain sin forgiven. For example, that on my mobile phone I have fallen into some sin, some things that are not suitable for a believer. But this also you can believe forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. This can feel so like a big stone has fallen from my heart. We can be joyful when something has been burning in the heart. It is difficult to even greet other believers, but when you can believe all those sins forgiven, it's free. You can be free. Here in this sermon, there might be someone who has like this 2,000 kilogram stone in their heart, who has not been able to believe their sins forgiven. My father got the grace of repentance in, I think, 1960s. His sister Mirja brought this living faith to Oulainen. My father was living for the army in the army costume, and his sister Mirja had said to him that on this earth there is God's kingdom. Now my father will turn 85 years, but this was a very strong, very powerful words. Even today, it is important that we would be able to talk to our close ones so that a great stone would fall away from their heart, because it is still possible to make repentance. If there's one that is feeling that they're not yet believing, you may believe, all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. But as it happens many times, in the evening you're feeling sorrowful, but in the morning when you wake up, something has been resolved. These three women, when they went to the tomb of Jesus, this deed had been resolved. God had sent his angels to roll the stone from the door of the tomb. This one hymn also tells that angel flew to the ground and rolled the stone away from the door of the tomb. God had organized so that the stone had been rolled away. So it happened in a miraculous way, that when this woman entered the tomb, they saw entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. Who was this young man who was in the tomb of Jesus? He had white clothes. It was angel. The other apostles also talk about angel, but this Mark talks about young man. And he said this joyful message. Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. It was time for great joy. Jesus had risen from the dead. Rejoice of this day. It is such a great and powerful thing that when Jesus was crucified in the middle cross in Golgotha for your and my sins, he did not stay in the tomb, but God took him up to the heaven. If the disciples only would have put their hope in Jesus only for this life, they would have been the most pitiful of all people. But this living hope belongs to the believers. We have the anchor of hope, which is on the shore of the heavenly home. In faith, when we look and we want to believe, we will reach the heaven's home in a beautiful, beautiful way. It is said about this. When in the home of Martha and Mary in Bethany, there is their brother Lazarus, who was dead. They had a great sorrow because Jesus had not been there. They think that if Jesus had been there, he would have healed Lazarus so that he wouldn't have died. But so Lazarus died, and Jesus said that he was sleeping, but he was dead. And Jesus made this miracle when he later went to the grave of Lazarus. The Bible tells that when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to Jesus. Mary was inside. She said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But Jesus said, "Your brother will rise from the dead." And Martha said that, "I know that he will rise again on the last day, the resurrection." Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life, and whoever believes in me will live even when they die." So Jesus was the first one to rise from the dead, and this will happen to everyone when the time is over. All the people will rise from the dead. Believing people to the life, and those who have not believed to the dead, for us believers, we can marvel at it, that we will have the heaven's home. And we as believers, when we are on this journey, we can always believe our sins forgiven. But one day there in heaven's home, there is no sorrows, no temptations of the and no illness. There will be the imperfection, and this is what we're looking forward. This joyful message that Jesus was no longer in the tomb. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you." These three women had a very remarkable role, significant role on these events of Easter. they were testifying that Jesus had risen from the dead. And we also are witnesses. We want to share this good news with other people that the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. We can rejoice because there still are people who get the grace of repentance. Even though there are many people who have abandoned the faith, and we pray for those close ones so that they would get the grace of repentance. But may God's will happen in this also. God has not forgotten us. The Bible says that the prayers are gathered in a golden bowl in heaven. It pays to believe and put sin away and not put faith away. Especially Peter is mentioned here. When we remember the disciples on the way to Emmaus, it is said that Jesus had appeared to Cephas, Peter. Peter had grown in his faith. And he had said that Jesus cannot die on the cross. But it happened that the spirit was willing that the flesh was weak. There is no one to help Jesus on the way of the cross. He had to suffer this all alone. In the end, on the cross, he shouted, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani." God, why have you, my God, why have you forsaken me? The entire debt of sin has been redeemed. We can believe by grace and it is enough. We need nothing more. In a very beautiful way, Matti Suo writes, in his poem, that when Jesus died, the veil of the temple was torn from top to the bottom. And now, the mercy throne was there. Visible with cherubim covering it. No longer do the cherubim with their white wings cover the throne of grace. It stands open in our midst. Whoever thirsts, let him dip into the spring. Dear brothers and sisters, as you find yourself this morning, you may believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood, you may believe. Until the peace, freedom, and joy, all sins are forgiven. Sometimes I've been thinking which time is better. This Reiseri Opisto services have been moved to the end of the summer. There has been so many people here. I think it is a special blessing of God. May God give his blessing to our dear Opisto home and all of the work of God's kingdom. So we will remain traveling. And on my last sermon, may I also believe all my sins forgiven. I wish to believe together with you. We have a good kingdom. I myself experienced that this is my spiritual home and my family. We have our temporal family, but this is the family of God, which we can here on earth experience. We may remain believing in Jesus' name. Amen.